It is not in the name of Galilee that I call upon you to fight. In the office of the Mother Confessor, I call upon you to fight for the Midlands. For it is not Galilee that is under threat, but all lands and all free people. There was confident grumbling that they were up to the task. Some in the ranks called out their assurance that they were the men to do it, that they were in the right and would triumph. Caelan nodded to them all.
You think so? I want each of you to look to the faces around you.
They mostly stared at her.
Do as I say. Look to all the faces around you. Look to your comrades.
A little confused, they began looking around, twisting to see those to the sides and those behind, smiling and laughing among themselves as if it were a game. When they seemed to have finished with the task, she went on.
A few of you will remember the faces you have looked upon today. Remember and grieve. The rest, if you take up this battle, will not be around to remember. They will die in the struggle.
In the cold silence, Caelan heard the distant chatter of a squirrel, and then the sound of that, too, died away. The smiles were all gone as she finally spoke again.
These men, the Imperial Order, are led by and are mostly Dharan troops. Dharan soldiers are trained from the time they are half your age. They fight internal conflicts in their land, put down riots and rebellions. They do not simply practice battle tactics, they live them, day in and day out. They know only a life of fighting. They have been exposed to it in every form. I have taken the confessions of many Dharans. Most do not know the meaning of peace. Since spring, when Darkan Rawl sent them against the Midlands, they have been at what they do best, war. They have fought in battle after battle. All who have come before them have fallen. They relish fighting. They delight in it. They are as close to fearless as men come. They hold contests, often lethal, to win the right to be in the van of battle, to win the right to be the first to strike a blow at the enemy, to win the right to be the first to fall.
She surveyed the young faces.
You have confidence in your training, your battle tactics?
The faces nodded, looking to one another, smiling their knowing confidence. Caelan pointed to one, a sergeant by the look of his coat's braids.
Tell me then, you are now in the field of battle, having chased down these men, and here comes the enemy back at you. You are in charge of the pikes and archers. Here they come, thousands of them, yelling, running, coming to rend your force in two, to break your armies back. You see they have heavy spears, called by them argons, with long, thin barbs. If they pierce you, they are nearly impossible to remove. They cause ghastly wounds that are almost always fatal. Here they come, with their argons, thousands of men. What is your tactic?
The young man held his chin out knowingly.
Form a tight rank of the pikes formed into a box or wedge to protect the archers. The pikemen face the pikes out and overlapping the shields, present the enemy with a tight, impenetrable wall. The shields protect the pikemen, who protect the archers. The archers take them down before they can get close enough to use their argons. The few who do fall on the pikes. Their drive is repelled, and, in all likelihood, they have lost a good many men in the failed attempt, making another less likely.
Caelan nodded, as if impressed.
Well stated,
he beamed. The men around him grinned with pride in their knowledge of their business.
I have seen some of the most experienced armies of the Midlands use those very same tactics when the Dharans first came over last spring, when the boundary went down.
Well, there you have it, the man said.
They lose their charge against the archers and on the point of our pikes.
She gave him a small smile.
The Dharan van, those men I told you about, the biggest, the fiercest, the ones who won the right to be the first at you? Well, they've developed special tactics of their own for use against your plans. First of all, they have arrow shields, so as they run in, they're protected from the brunt of the archer's work. And I guess I forgot to tell you one other thing about those argons of theirs. These spears have iron-sheathed shafts for most of their length, and a unique purpose. As the enemy is charging in, mostly unaffected by your archers, they heave their argons at you.
We have shields, the man pointed out. Their argons expended, they will be on the point of our pikes.
She folded her arms, nodding to him.
The van, the men who won the right to be the first wave, are big men. I doubt the smallest has arms less than twice the average of yours. The argons are needle sharp. Thrown by those powerful arms, they penetrate and stick in your shields. The long barbs prevent them from being withdrawn.
The confident smiles were fading as she looked from face to face as she went on.
You now have argons stuck solidly in your shields. You drop your pikes, drawing swords to hack the heavy spears away, but the shafts are covered in iron and don't yield. The spears are heavy and the butts drag the ground. The Harans can run almost as fast as their spears fly. As they reach you now, they jump on the shafts of the spears stuck in your shields, dragging them to the ground, leaving you on your knees and naked to their heavy axes.
Arms still folded, she leaned toward them.
I have seen men split from scalp to navel by those axes.
Men glanced sideways at one another, their confidence shaken. She nodded mockingly as she unfolded her arms.
I am not giving you conjecture. I've seen a Dharan force take down an experienced army nearly 10 times their size in just this fashion. In the space of an hour, the battle turned from a rout of the Dharans to a rout of their foes. A Dharan charge of the Argon is almost as devastating as a classic cavalry charge, except they have far greater numbers than any cavalry. And their own cavalry is anything but typical. You don't even want to know about them. They lost half their number in the slaughter of Ebenicia, and they are in camp now, singing and drinking. Would you, if you lost every other one of you, be of good cheer? I know you believe you can win a battle against a force 10 times your size, and I know also that such a thing can be done. But it is those experienced Dharan troops who, on a battlefield, fighting by the tactics of common war, could bring about such a feat. Please, believe me, I mean no disrespect to your bravery, but in the field of war, you are not their equal. Not yet. You could not defeat an army half their size with a battle fought the way your enemy would fight. That does not mean you cannot win. It means only that you must do it in another way. I believe you can win, and I'm going to tell you what you must do and lead you in the first strike to start you in this. The Imperial Order is not invincible. They can be defeated. From this day forward, I shall never again call you boys. From this day forward, you are men. You think of yourselves as soldiers of your homeland, Galia, but you are not. In this, you are not. You are soldiers, men of the Midlands. For it is not just Galia who will be conquered, but all of the Midlands if these men are not stopped. I call upon you to stop them!
The tightly packed crowd of soldiers, tempered by what they had heard, shouted that they would do the job. She watched from under her eyebrows as they confidently pledged to fight to the end. There were angry whispers from some in the crowd to her right. Men were jostling each other and arguing. Some men wanted to speak and others were seeking to prevent it.
If you should choose to join in this battle, you will follow orders without question, she said. But for this time only, you may speak your mind freely, without retribution. If you have something to say, then let all hear it now, or else hold it to your grave.
One man pulled his arm free of another. He glowered up at her.
We're men. We don't follow women into battle.
Kaelin blinked at him.
You follow Queen Cirilla?
She is our queen. We fight on her behalf. She doesn't lead us in battle. That's left to men to do.
Kaelin narrowed her eyes.
What is your name?
He glanced around at his fellows and then held his chin up.
I'm William Mosel, and we've been trained by Prince Harald himself.
And I, Kaelin said, was trained by his father, King Wyborn. King Wyborn was my father, too. I am half-sister to Queen Cirilla and Prince Harald.
There were astonished murmurs throughout the crowd. Without taking her eyes from Mosel, she lifted a hand to silence them.
But that does not count for command. You are soldiers. Your duty is to follow the orders of your commanders,
and they the queen, and she must follow commands of the Central Council of the Midlands. The Council of the Midlands follows the orders of the Mother Confessor. For now, I fill that office. My family name is, like your queen's, Amnel, but I'm of confessor blood, first and last. I am the Mother Confessor of the Midlands, and as such, if I say you're to march into a lake, then it's your duty to march until you're breathing water and seeing fishes. Does that make it clear enough for you, soldier? A few other men were shoving at Mosel, urging him to go on with their grievances.
It means you can order us. It doesn't mean you know what you're doing.
Kalin let out a sigh and pulled some blood-stiffened hair back, hooking it behind an ear. I don't have the time today to tell you of all the training I've had, or of all the fighting against impossible odds I've been through, or the men I've had to kill in that fighting. I would tell you only that last night I went alone to the camp of the Imperial Order to save your life. The men of the Order, the Harrens, fear the things of the night, spirits, and for protection from that and to assist them, they had a wizard in their company. Had you, in your confidence of battle knowledge, tried to attack those men, that wizard would have known what you were doing and probably used magic to kill you all.
Mosel's defiant expression didn't diminish, but some of the others broke into worried whispers. Fighting against steel was one thing, fighting against magic quite another. Captain Ryan stepped forward.
The Mother Confessor killed the wizard, he said with pride.
There were relieved sighs among the men.
If it hadn't been for her experience, we would have marched to our death without even having the chance to lay steel to steel. I, for one, intend to follow those I've sworn my life to serve. My land, my queen, the Midlands, and the Mother Confessor.